I know, my friend. I'm tired as well. 3 days past a fortnight we have been following the Temptress's trail. Yet it seems almost as if it keeps growing fainter. It does not make sense. Yes, we were fortunate to have found a place to camp with such a clear spring nearby. A decent eve's rest should serve us both well. Tis my own fault. I should have ambushed and confined her when I had the chance before, while she was bathing that day. I know, yet somehow I could not bring myself to do it. She seemed so vulnerable, naked in the water as she was. The way her hair shone and her skin glistened under the sun, it was breathtaking. Yes, I know. Forgive me, my friend. I must keep my mind focused on the task at hand. Perhaps I am simply too tired to think properly, more so than I had thought. A full eve's sleep will help to clear my mind. Good rest until the morrow, my friend. Sleep well.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, champion. Your opponent awaits. There we are. Good evening, champion. Excuse the gloom, but I had need to move you while you slept. Our present location is nicely remote, away from prying eyes and ears, and better equipped to keep you secured. Oh, but by all means, please, go ahead and struggle. I shall ensure the record shows you fought to the last, if you so wish. Yet, I suppose that is part of our little play, isn't it?
Witch! How have you done this? Where is my armor? Where is my steed?
Calm yourself, champion. Your steed is unharmed. They are resting nearby. And your armor is just there. I simply thought it best to have you less constricted. And as for how I brought you here, well, a simple sleeping draught assured that you would remain unconscious. Did you not find it strange that you came across such a clear spring so conveniently in your travels?
What is this place?
The ruins of some ancient fortress, I would imagine. Though old, those chains still hold fast rather well. Wouldn't you agree?
What evil are you planning?
My plan? I assure you I have no scheme at play here. I merely wish for a little time with my dear champion. We must talk about you. I think you should know. You fascinate me, champion. How long past did we meet? And in that time, how many times have we come to blows? Countless, I'm sure. But I have been watching you ever since that first clash. I've seen you restore peasants to their worthy titles, unseat mad tyrants, and, yes, rescue many a fair maiden from some unspeakable fate. Your exploits are the stuff of legend, champion. This is the problem. By your own design or otherwise, your image is one of impossible virtue. tales of your nature abound, of gentleness, of compassion, of purity. Oh, deny the validity all you like. These things are said of you, and your actions have been molded by them. Do you deny it? Do you claim that you are not beholden to this image? It is a lie, champion, and you know it. You require proof? It is simple. When last did you feel a lover's touch? And you fall silent. Aye, there's the rub. How many women would give themselves to you at a word? And yet you deny yourself for fear of becoming less than you are. For fear of becoming like me. Do you think me villainous, champion? I see the look in your eyes. Nothing so base as anger or disgust, but perhaps incomprehension. Am I an enigma to you? Is it so hard to believe that I could be what you are not? I do not revile the most innate facts of human beings as you do. I do not deny that I am weak, nor cast a blind eye to the weakness of others. Where there is doubt, fear, greed, this is where I thrive. And perhaps, being host to me, these places are alien to you. I see what you are, champion. I understand you. And in doing so, I have the solution to your problem. I offer you defeat.
What?
You heard me true, champion. I offer you a fight you cannot possibly win. A battle that you can wage to the very moment of your fall. Is that not the hero's way? To persist in the face of insurmountable odds. I will give you pleasure. I will give you that relief that you could never allow yourself. I will bring you to ecstasy, just as you so nobly attempt to prevail.
Witch! You! How dare you! You cannot!
Such blustering! Even now, as you protest, I can see you longing to look upon my figure.
I have done no such thing.
Lie to yourself if you wish it, champion, but do not take me for a fool. Do you truly think me unaware of you spying on me as I bathed?
I...
And not simply once either, was it? Tell me. Had you noticed my form before, dear champion? Let me turn my back to you, lest I see your lingering gaze, and stand just so, such that every slight, slow movement causes my body to flex and curve. You've become quiet. Perhaps you do not find as much cause for objection now.
Huh.
Had you just for a moment, did I? Did you for an instant forget your virtue? That's right, champion. Bit by bit, I shape you in my image. With each passing second, you become more like me. And with each second, that fire within you grows, becoming harder to tame.
If you mean to break me, witch, you will be met with failure. I will not become one of your obedient pawns.
Such a virtuous declaration. But fear not, my dear champion. I bear no such intent.
Then why do this?
So that we may both see what kind of man you truly are.
What?
Hush, champion. No more questions. Now, let's begin. I'll take the liberty of removing your clothes. Coat? Breeches?
No.
Gray? Until there's the prize, stood to and proud. Do not look away, champion. Watch me as I take it in my hand. Feel the cold air around it. The tiny dance of my fingers along the edge. That gentle pressure as I close my palm around your shaft. And slowly, slowly begin to stroke. Oh, to see you squirm from just this. The pace is nigh unbearable, and still the sensation. Well, I can see it in your face. Clenching your jaw, biting your lip, desperately trying to hold back your gasps. We are quite alone, dear champion. I will have you moaning at my touch soon enough. You've stopped struggling again. It is difficult to concentrate on your bonds with such a pulse running through you, but please endeavor. Clear your mind, dispel those improper thoughts, and focus on straining against your bonds. Very good. Now maintain that effort as I gradually increase the speed of my strokes. Oh, the thrill of it, champion. Your will against mine. My corruption against your purity. And how well you are resisting. Even as I pump against your member and your breath becomes quick and shallow, still you struggle on. There, catch your breath for a moment. I need only lower myself to my knees before we can continue.
What? No. You're not...
Yes, you know what is coming next, don't you? Once I have my lips around you, champion, your resistance will be extinguished. I will have you, clamoring from the pleasure, unable to think of anything but this earthly delight. What is that in your eyes, champion? Fear, despair, and just maybe the tiniest ghost of desire. Well, let us not tarry.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no. Stop. Stop this.
Just like that. Your legs are weak, your head thrown back. How does it feel for one who's so inexperienced, so sensitive?
Enough. Enough. Stop. Stop.
Champion, give in to me. There's no one here. No one to see you, no one to judge you. No one to need you. There's only me. And the ecstasy I bring you. No wonder what would happen if I were to release you now. What would my noble champion do with me in this state? What kind of a man are you, really, under all that armor? Perchance you need some time to recuperate. Wouldn't want you to miss out on this next part. Champion? Your gaze is different. I see lust within you. My champion, broken of his innocence. It is all I've ever dreamed of. My champion, look at your opponent. See her at her moment of victory. You can feel it, can't you? You are on the precipice of release. Let me guide you, champion. Let me take you. It is done, my champion.
And now that you have what you wished, I presume you mean to kill me.
What? No. Fear not. I have the spoils I desire. You are beveled, my champion. Reshaped by my hands. The incorruptible hero, made base at my whim. I am satisfied.
So, you drugged me and bound me. All simply so you could defile me and sully my pride.
You still do not yet understand, do you? A shame.
What are you doing?
You did not think I would simply leave you bare to the world, did you? Left as a meal for the beasts of the wild or to catch your death of cold? Even I am not that cruel, champion. Though I will leave you bound, I cannot have you following me after all. Though I intend to return here to talk with you further, then perhaps you will finally come to understand my intent.
You intend to simply leave me here, at the mercy of any who may pass?
Oh, fret not so, champion. I highly doubt any others will come by here. You and I are the first to pass through these ruins in quite some time. And fear not, I'll not leave you to starve and rot here. Yet I do have other matters to tend to. I will leave you for now. But rest assured, champion, I will see you again soon.